Far-right groups use violent attacks to fuel anti-immigrant hate online. The article examines how extremist right groups in the United Kingdom use violence to seize attention and fuel hate against immigrants online, amplifying distorted narratives and driving street protests. It notes the influence of Nigel Farage and Elon Musk, and explains how social media algorithms and regulators shape the spread of these messages, posing a policy and public safety challenge. Far-right groups exploit violent events to spread anti-immigrant hate online and incite protests. Politicians and media figures amplify harsh anti-immigrant messages, turning outrage into action. Social media algorithms amplify distorted narratives and push them into real-world violence. The pattern shows up across the UK, Europe, and the United States, with recent incidents in Belfast and Southampton. Regulators and experts warn that online rhetoric and real-world violence feed each other and call for stronger platform rules. Right-wing groups turn violent incidents into online fuel for anti-immigrant sentiment, UK study finds overview. In the last 10 days, two knife attacks in the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland triggered protests and street clashes. Far-right groups have used these events to push an anti-immigrant message online, turning online outrage into real-world disruption. Experts say this pattern is growing and driven by a transnational network that quickly amplifies violent incidents for political gain. Pattern and local incidents. Protests erupted in Belfast after a stabbing linked to a refugee from Sudan, with cars set on fire and crowds throwing objects at police. In another city, Southampton, unrest followed the release of online footage about a December murder involving a young student, contributing to a sense of danger and anger. Analysts note that the online narrative often centers on immigration and crime, regardless of the specifics of each case. Expert analysis researchers describe a repeating cycle in which a single violent act becomes fodder for far-right narratives that spread across national borders. The online ecosystem is seen as pulling in audiences and feeding into a broader extremist storyline, making such incidents feel more frequent and consequential than they are. Observers warn that the pattern has become disturbingly familiar and predictable. Political figures and online amplification public figures have been linked to amplifying the discourse around these incidents. Reports indicate that prominent voices have framed the attacks as part of a larger crisis, urging action and adopting harsher rhetoric toward migrants. They argue that the rhetoric seeks to resonate with a base that favors stricter immigration policies. Authorities say the individuals involved in the attacks had valid residency status, complicating any simplistic narrative about perpetrators and security. One high-profile influencer urged large-scale protests in a major city, while another political leader highlighted the attacks to bolster their anti-immigration platform. Analysts point out that such statements draw attention from large audiences and can shift political debate toward more aggressive language during moments of fear. Regulatory and policy response. The National Communications Regulator has warned online platforms to curb content that could incite violence or spread illegal material linked to civil disturbances. However, regulators acknowledge that enforcement remains challenging given the speed and reach of online amplification. Think tanks and advocacy groups argue that current rules are not enough to curb the spread of misleading or inflammatory material, especially when it is tied to high-profile incidents. Global context. Experts note that the United Kingdom is not alone in facing this dynamic. Across Europe and the United States, growing right-wing movements are channeling public anger after shocking events into hostility toward migrants. Similar patterns have been observed among some European parties, reinforcing the idea of a global, online-to-street feedback loop that benefits hardline agendas. Conclusion. This examination shows that violent incidents are repeatedly repurposed by the extremist right to fuel anti-immigrant sentiment online, amplified by social media algorithms and echoed by political figures. The result is a transnational pattern of online-to-street activity that threatens public safety and strains regulatory frameworks. Addressing this challenge requires stronger platform rules and their transparent enforcement, proactive counter-misinformation work, and continual condemnation of hate by leaders and institutions. A concerted effort across policymakers, platforms, and civil society rooted in evidence-based action and media literacy is essential to decouple violence from online rhetoric and to safeguard democratic discourse and immigrant communities. Frequently asked questions: how do far-right groups use violent attacks to fuel anti-immigrant hate online? They take a real attack and twist it online. They blame immigrants and post clips to spark protests. What role do social media algorithms play in spreading this hate? Algorithms push sensational posts and spread fear. They help a small group reach a large audience. How do politicians or public figures affect this cycle, like Nigel Farage or Elon Musk? They push anti-immigrant ideas after an attack and share videos. They call for protests and help online anger become real action. What pattern do experts see in these events? Experts say a violent incident is amplified online fast. Then political voices push a hostile immigrant narrative. What can be done to reduce online incitement and violence? Regulators should enforce clear rules. Leaders must condemn hate online.